You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Morgan, what are you up to today?
Good morning. I'm just heading home from the airport. What are you up to besides work?
Same.
We're doing a silly radio show. Were you flying in or did you drive somebody out there? What was the story?
Yes, flying in. I just got back from Norway, actually.
Oh.
Norway.
What were you doing out there?
Partying?
Well, yeah, I just actually got laid off, so I have a bunch of unexpected time off, and I just decided to go to Europe for the last month I've been there.
Holy crap, that's fantastic. Well, not good that you got you. Laid off. That's not fantastic,
oh, yeah.
But
it's okay.
I love that
yeah,
you spent a month doing that.
Yeah, it was really great. I have some friends over there, but it's a happy ending. I'm signing a new job offer today, so.
Hey!
Tell me about the food. What was the best food you had?
Ooh, the best food I had?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say...
Gotta be in Italy.
I did Dublin, London, Croatia, and Norway, and Copenhagen.
Okay. Oh my God. Gotcha.
You went all over.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, definitely some pastas. Croatia's, in my opinion, pretty similar to Italy, so
yep.
That's the vibe I was going for, and the food was all really good.
How cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. Croatia is on my list, top five that I want to get to. It's just beautiful. Beautiful. I want to go.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
for you. Did you see the Northern Lights when you were in Norway?
I didn't. I think that's more of a winter thing. I think I just missed it by a few months.
Oh, dang.
Darn it.
Well, now you got to go back.
Yep.
What's this new job you're taking?
I work in partnerships, so it's a partnerships job for a augmented reality device. It's like goggles that surgeons can use to practice surgery, or Audi actually used them to design their new dashboard. So it's pretty cool. I'm very excited.
What do you mean by you're in partnership? So what does that mean? Like, what is your job? What do you do?
So basically, the goggles are a hardware, but they work with a bunch of software companies that give the goggles capabilities. So my job is to work with the companies that are building on the goggles and kind of establish a relationship, make sure we're co-selling to a new market, go to market. So,
what a unique gig.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
Awesome. Hopefully
you are a
partnership for the Nuggets. That's my end goal.
Oh, there you go. Well, we know some people. We do. I mean, we work for
that's
the
our company.
Company.
We work for
Slapshot Broadcasting. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're like a conduit for people. You bring people together.
Yes, exactly.
Very nice.
Very neat.
Well, good for you. We appreciate chatting with you. Any questions for us before we play the game? Or are you good to go?
I think we're good to go.
10 seconds, Morgan. 10 seconds. We need five different brands of wine. So we're looking for five different winemakers. Five different brands of wine. Ready. And everyone else, even if she gets it, don't hang up. Ready and go.
Okay. Wine brands, I'll say the boxed wine, Florencia, Barefoot, Yellowtail, the Snoop Dogg one. I don't know if that's
You got four.
You spent too much time chatting.
Yeah.
You got four. Off.
And kudos on the Snoop Dogg. That's my favorite one. It's a 19
yeah,
Crimes brand. Yeah.
Oh, you got four.
Darn
Morgan.
It,
that's
Morgan.
Pretty good. You know what you could do? You could end up being that hub between the winemakers and the various restaurants that sell it. You could partner those people together.
But still incorporate the VR goggles somehow with that, okay?
Right.
Somehow.
Virtually drink the wine.
That's right. Yeah, you can virtually spit in a bucket.
That's funny. Hey, we enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye, Morgan.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Congrats on your new gig. Here comes Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, girl. Hey.
What's happening today with you?
Oh, just on my way into work.
Yeah, which is?
Which is, I'm a floral designer.
Oh, fancy.
She's putting flowers together is what she's doing.
My neighbor across the street does some of that. She's big into the floral design and...
Awesome.
She's brought over a few vases full of flowers for Knick Knack, and they look really impressive. Like, it's just truly an art form.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's very nice of her. Everybody thinks we just play with flowers all day, but
well, I did.
We get to work on beautiful stuff, but it's not easy work.
Yeah, guilty. I was like, oh, you play with flowers all day.
I mean, you do play with flowers all day, but that's not to say it's not a challenging
But there's
gig.
A design to it. It's a thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you take any kind of schooling for that, or did you just hang around people? Did you like apprentice doing that, and then next thing you know, you're doing it?
Yeah, the latter. Definitely hung around, did everything. I'm just have a design background, so yeah, it just came easy to me.
What's
I was
the
in classes, and one of my person said, "Don't, it's gonna ruin you," so I didn't.
All right, what's the hot flower right now?
Oh, the peonies are just beautiful.
Ah, yes, the solid peonies.
That's my little nickname for Jeremy, my little peony.
Yep.
I'm sure it is.
I love it.
He likes it. Mm-hmm. He comes to it. When I say that, he comes running.
I come scampering in. It's my Instagram handle, at peonies.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
All right, a quick reminder to everyone who's on the phone. We had some cursing during Rattle Off yesterday. Nobody let that happen today. All right, Stacey?
Yes, Stacey. You're tiptoeing up to the edge.
Yeah, I am.
All right, 10 seconds for you. 10 seconds for you, Stacey. We want the makers of video game systems. Five different makers of video game systems. So the brands.
Or the consoles. The names of the consoles.
The consoles, yeah. 10 seconds. Ready? And go!
Nintendo, Sega, Atari, PS5, PS4. That's all the same one. Sony, PlayStation, did I say?
Oh, my God.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you got it, I think.
Did she?
Yeah.
She didn't duplicate? She didn't repeat?
Well, there is whatever the PS numbers were that you said, yeah.
But besides that?
You said Nintendo. You said, well, Sega is the company.
Well, that's all right.
Atari's the company.
That's good.
That's fine.
I'm fine
I'll accept
with that.
All that. I don't care. I'm not going to be picky.
I'm going to say you're a
winner. Good job.
Stacey, the flower chick, wins.
Huzzah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you did all the work.
Shucks. Yeah, we just sat here and talked. Listen, you stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You bet.
All of the women continue to hold. Joe, the dude, hung up.
He's like, screw you guys.
Yeah, we'll remember you, Joe, when you call again sometime. Jane, what are you doing today?
Hi.
Whoa,
well,
hi.
I'm getting my hair cut, and then I'm getting a manicure and pedicure.
Well, it's a pamper
day
for you, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the all Jane day today. Let me ask you something.
Right.
You get your hair cut. What are you going to do if you regret it?
Oh, I won't. I've gone to the same girl for a while. And
so you're doing the same cut, same style.
How much are you taking off this time?
Oh, just a trim. I have short hair.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Just a trim.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not some big overhaul of Jane's head today.
No.
Just a cut, no color?
No, I do that every other time.
Oh, okay.
So.
Not today. How much is your cut and color run you? Is it like $150, $175?
Yeah, just about that. Yeah, so. With
you can tell us. Is it 200?
I don't even really ever remember.
You're putting it on a credit card, Jane. I know how much you're paying.
She's on file, it sounds like. She's like, just bill me.
Still, you know.
Put it on my bill.
I give him my credit card and sign my name. So.
Anyway. How long have you been seeing the same lady?
Oh, I'd say maybe 7-8 years. So.
Yeah, that's
wow,
good.
You have any good gossip for her today?
No, I mean, I'm preparing myself up Friday morning very early. I'm flying to Atlanta for my niece's engagement party.
Isn't that nice? You'll have a great time.
That'll be great.
Where's it going to be in the Atlanta area? Is it going to be in Buckhead, I hope?
I think it is around Buckhead. It's at a brewery, so.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were just talking on the show earlier this morning about had Ed Sheeran just a couple days ago was in Atlanta, and he just popped into one of these breweries / brew pubs, brought his guitar, just started playing, and then bought for everybody for the next hour. So
My brother would be happy about that. Since
Is he a heavy drinker?
He's an alcoholic.
No, oh, okay. But he's footing the bill for the.
Oh yeah, that's very kind, isn't it?
All right,
it's really cool.
So somebody is getting married. Who's getting married?
My niece. So.
Do you like the guy she's marrying?
I do. I do.
Well, that's good.
He's been to Colorado to visit a couple of, well, probably two or three times in the last. They've been dating a couple of years, and they're getting married May 2nd in Cancun. Or March 2nd, I'm sorry.
Are you going to have to fly to Cancun, too?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have to. Listen to that. Have to.
Destination weddings, barf. What's the wedding gift that you're giving them?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really decided. Some people say, well, you're going. You're spending a lot of money going to these
things.
That's
what I'm saying.
But she's my niece, so I will be giving her something.
Yeah, it's just a niece, though. Niece isn't the same as, like, a offspring.
Yeah. $20 Amazon gift card, tops.
Oh.
I think I can do a little better
tops,
than that.
Tops, nah.
I don't have children myself, so my nieces and nephews are my kids.
Oh, so Aunt Jane is like a superstar in that family.
That's right. I'm very generous with them.
Aunt Jane.
Well, I hope they feel like I am. Yeah, so.
Good for you.
I love them. I love them all. So.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Nice.
What kind?
Thank you.
Doing what?
Mm-hmm. I work at St. Joe's on the intermediate care unit. I'm one of the supervisors. So.
Well, I'll smell you.
What is intermediate care?
It's the unit in the hospital that's for patients that are in between. They don't need, you know, intensive care, but they're not quite ready to move to the regular floor.
Just kind of in the middle.
Make a stop. Yeah.
So you get in there and you're like, hurry up. We got to get you out of here. Hurry up and feel better.
You're not doing that bad. Hurry up. Just get out. We need
the
bed.
No,
the pain should be over now.
It's a good place. I've been at St. Joe's for 23 years. But I'm retiring in 9 months, so.
Oh, good for you.
Way to go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do they know you've been pocketing a few pills?
I hope not.
No, 9 months.
It's a good place. Yeah, been a nurse for 42 years.
So your little trip down to Cancun is for the wedding, and it's almost like a retirement party, too.
Well, for sure it is, because my 65th birthday is on March 4th. So
at the time that I
leave to go to Cancun, I will not be seen again at the hospital. So it is definitely a retirement / birthday / celebration for me. But I'm not really, you know, can't really make it that much that, since it is my niece's wedding. So, you know,
that's right.
Can't be all about
and
me.
And you love her.
No. And I,
are you going to take like a year off and then dabble in something else, or are you just going to be done?
I'm going to take a little time off, that's for sure, because I've never not worked in all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That'll feel good.
I don't know.
That'll feel real good.
I think I'm done with hospital work. I've done that forever. But
sure.
I think I'll probably do a little nurse things along the way. But
Or something completely unrelated to it.
Something completely unrelated.
Flower arrangements, like that previous caller. Get into flower arranging.
I kind of thought about, like, working for, like, Southwest Airlines so I can get discount, you know, airfares, and then we can also travel a lot.
Smart move.
So a buddy of mine was a teacher for years and years and years, and he retired from being a teacher out in Jeffco. And one of the things he was doing was working for an airline out of DIA. And for a while, one of his jobs, Jane, was he was the guy who was driving the jetway to the plane. You know, the little tunnel thing that you walk down to get onto the plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He piloted that up to the plane. And I always used to tell him, I was like, Mr. B, I want to come out sometime and I want to drive that thing. Can I sneak in?
Take it for a spin, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah.
Do that.
Knows?
Do that, Gene.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. And he and Trish would just get flights to go places. So
exactly. And then when you know have the time, you're not tied to any certain schedule. So we'll see.
I got to tell you, we have truly enjoyed chatting with you. Before you go, do you have any question for us? Or are you good to go?
No, I'm good to go. All right. Gotta go in my haircut.
All right, get
okay,
after
it. Okay, have fun.
Bye, Jane.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How sweet.
She's the best.
She's all right, great. So we lost Joe, and then we lost Kelly.
Corgi's left, though.
Corgi. Cordy, what are you doing today?
I am on my way to work.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. What are you?
Are you ready to retire?
I want to.
Do you?
Yeah. I definitely want to, yeah. In about 7 years, we'll look at that.
What do you do then for a living?
I'm in engineering and finance. I manage multi-million dollar network infrastructure projects.
Well, that sounds very important. I have no idea what that means, but good for you.
You drive a nice car, though.
Yeah, what are you driving?
A Mercedes.
Durr, wow.
Did I call it or did I call it?
Making that bank.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. Right.
Unless it's like a 1987 Mercedes or something.
Even still, come on.
It's a
classic
2019.
Mercedes.
2019, what'd you pay for that?
Well, I got a really good deal. I'm a good negotiator.
So like 70? So,
yeah. Got it down from 80.
More like 40. It was a $60,000 car, so I got it for 40.
You got 20 grand off it?
It used to be. Wow. Yeah, I used to be a loaner, actually, for the executives of Mercedes. And I have a friend who goes to these auctions, and yep. Voila.
Wow.
It was a good deal.
Very good.
Yeah, I had a buddy who worked for a car broker company. He was since retired to Mexico. Screw him. But he would, yeah, I would tell him what I was looking for. He'd say, yeah, I'll be going to auction. I'll look for one for you.
That's right. So. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What do you like to do for fun?
I golf a lot. I got into golfing. I moved to Colorado from Texas 6 years ago, and I got into golfing. So I'm just now getting to a point where I'm starting to enter golf tournaments. So,
wow.
Smell you.
That's what I do for fun. Yeah.
That's cool. Where were you in Texas?
In Austin.
Never heard of it.
It's crazy in Austin these days. Hasn't Austin just become nuts, though? I mean,
it's
all the construction,
crazy.
All the road
everywhere.
Work and everything, it's nuts.
Is it?
Well, it's just as crazy as here, to be honest. It's like, it's expanding. Everybody wants to be in Denver. Everybody wants to be in Austin. It's crazy.
I heard
everywhere.
Waco's the big spot, though, that's all of a sudden exploding. No, honestly, because Chip and Joanna are out there.
Just
and
because
the,
of Chip and Joanna?
The real estate has, like, blown up in Waco.
Yeah, well.
I have family in Sugar Land, and I got to tell you, that's just the coolest town name, Sugar Land, Texas. Sugar Land. Every time I hear it, it makes me smile. Sugar Land.
Sugar Hill, Georgia is another one.
I've been to Waco. There's no real reason to move to
Waco. That's what I heard, but I don't know. I think it's like taking off.
Yeah. I was actually enrolled at Baylor, and then I didn't go.
Oh,
yeah, and then I didn't go. I ended up not going, so.
He was arrested.
College dropout, yeah.
All right, Cordy.
You got any questions for us, Cordy?
No, not really.
Nothing,
I've never done this before. This is my first time ever.
Well, we like to ask people who are first-timers, were we gentle with you?
You were.
Okay, and then secondly, you got to rate us in your first experience, 1 to 5 stars. What are you giving your boys?
I'm gonna give you a 4.8. So almost 5.
Seems about right.
4.8.
Well done.
And now, for the rest of the day, after we hang up from you, for the rest of the day, Jeremy and I are going to wonder where that 0.2 went. Like, what did we do?
Where did it go?
My guess, if I had to guess, the 0.2 is because you were on hold for so long. Is that right?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for holding. Yeah. It's very nice of you.
Joe and Kelly couldn't stand it anymore, and you did. So cheers to you. Yeah. You are wonderful. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hit them straight, Cordy. Hit them straight.